Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We've got special guests in the studio. Before we introduce our special guests, we've just got to tell you that about a month ago, we had a meeting with Fran Collins from Red Funnel, and we talked about Sam wanting to be a sports correspondent journalist, and she said, you should get involved with our Red Funnel ambassadors. So they've set up, very kindly, some interviews. Last week we chatted to Keegan Brown, the week before that Corey Kent, and this week we've got an extra special guest. It's Summer Chambers.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm all right. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
They said that you were only 13, so I expected this little tiny tot to walk in, and you're not. But I thought, how are you going to pick up a bow and arrow and stuff and start firing it if you're only little? But anyway, welcome. I've got so many questions.
Oh,
Sam's got some. Leo's got some. So archery then.
Yeah, archery.
What made you get into archery? Where did it all start?
It all started when I was doing horse riding, and I'll be honest, I'm very competitive, and
not with an archery kit. Were you?
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
But not with a. I'm just picturing you on a horse now.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Like Robin Hood. Yeah, go on, sorry. You're on a horse and decided not...
No, I did horse riding, and then I'm competitive. I wasn't winning anything, and I lost love for it. And so that made me want to change my sport. And so I went in, a taster session for Westport Archery Club, give it a go. So I tried it and instantly fell in love with it.
So it wasn't like you saw somebody doing it. You just saw
a taster session. Just advertised.
Went for it.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad did it when he was young, and he said, "Yeah, I did it at the same club and loved it." Then he got a job and moved on, but he also he wanted to get back into it, and I found a love for it, so yeah, we decided to do it together.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we should mention, the club.
Yeah, Westwood Archery Club.
Westwood Archery Club.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've been there ever since, it's 2 years? Is
that right? 2 years and 5 months, I think.
And you've gone from, you know, someone that had never picked up a bow and arrow before, to, come on, where are we now?
I'm on the Great Britain Academy, so National Age Group Academy for Great Britain. So I'm on the pathway to the Olympics. So yeah, it's huge. It's such a roller coaster. It's gone at 1,000 miles per hour, really.
I mean, it is, but you're handling it, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we were saying just now, you were getting quite nervous before, you know, that we actually started talking.
Yeah.
And I sort of said some mention that, you know, you must have sort of times when you're feeling nervous when you're taking a very important arrow.
Yeah.
What do you do to? And you said not much.
Not much. I try to stay calm and relax, because if I start tensing up, it can change everything. From getting an hour in the gold to getting an hour in the blue, so...
I'm still trying to get over the fact that there you were on an horse and thinking, not enjoying this, I'm going to go and, I'll try that. And there you are.
Yeah.
And your mum was telling this really wonderful story about going into some competition. And go on, talk us through what happened.
So I've gone for a few competitions, and there's one recently. I had a weekend, and I had a competition where... it was heads, so if you win, shoot three arrows. If you win, you get 2 set points, and if you draw, it's 1. So it's 1-5, and it came down to 5-5. She got 2 set points, I got 2 set points. Then we drew. Came down to 5-5, and that means it's a 1 arrow shoot off. I shot first, get it off the string. Say goodbye, and it went straight in the bang center.
Wow.
So it takes a lot of pressure, but it's yeah.
But your mum said you went to a competition once and you won absolutely everything there was.
Oh yeah, that was my first ever competition. It was here on the Isle of Wight, at the Vectis Open, and it was my first ever competition, so I was just taking it easy. I wiped the floor, got overall tournament champion. First place in the Worcester doubles, first place in Worcester single, and first place in Portsmouth. So yeah, I got every gold medal I could get.
And someone came along and saw you, watched you for 10 minutes.
Yes, yeah. So that was the Hampshire coach. He was on the Hampshire committee, and he came over to the Isle of Wight to have a look at like juniors and everyone. And he saw me and put me through to the Hampshire archery. And so I went through and went to my first ever training session. And the head coach saw me 5 minutes and said she's got a spark for this sport. And yeah, and
wow,
yeah, what just kind of blew off from there.
Yeah, what a brilliant moment that must have been. Hey, yeah, you've been in the sport 5 minutes and all of a sudden someone really important says, right, we've got to get her in the team, basically.
Yeah,
we've got to get on this road. And where does this road lead to?
Hopefully the Olympics, but definitely international. So yeah.
So the next Olympics is 3 years, and then, but you're focused on 2032?
Yeah, 2032 is where I think
a lot of hard work between now and
definitely,
then.
Definitely. I need to put in, I need to get my poundage up. I need to do a lot of hard work before then.
What does that mean, get your poundage up?
So it means like how heavy I need to pull back on the
right.
bow. And it depends on, if you have lower poundage, it's harder to do further distances. So I'm currently at 30 and I'm just about hitting the target at 70.
Wow.
But I can still get group, so yeah.
Are you still horse riding?
Absolutely not. No.
Sam, you got some questions, surely?
Can you explain to me the point system of archery?
So
please.
It really depends on what style of competition it is. Mm-hmm. But it's if you get it in the gold, it's a 9. Then there's an inner circle in the red, which is an 8, and then it goes 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all the colours. And if you get it in the middle, it's a 10. So you want to get it in the middle to get higher points, and who gets the highest points obviously comes first. But it really depends on the style of competition, because you've got head-to-heads, you've got other competitions that require a different score system. So, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, you say you wear glasses because you're...
Yeah.
What was it? The technical term is long-sighted?
Yeah.
So you've got to have loads of these glasses hanging around just in case
definitely.
You forget them. So we should point out that at the moment, you're firing from 50 metres away?
Yeah, my age distance is 50 at the minute.
Okay, so what happens when you're at the Olympics, how far are you away?
70.
70 metres.
Yeah.
Wow. Good grief. That is from like here to the dual carriageway. So if we find an apple in a minute, what we do is we'll ask, you can pick Leo or Sam to go out and stand on the dual carriageway and see if you can hit him.
Of course.
I thought you meant to hit the apple.
What? It's just true, Sam. Thank you for pointing that out. That's absolutely true.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah,
it's not that windy out there, so we should be okay.
Raining a little bit.
Leo, have you got a question?
I was going to ask, so you said you've been in this for just over 2 years, which is amazing. How many competitions have you done at this point?
Oh, that's a good question.
Putting that in the interview.
I've done tons.
You ruined his interview now, because he's got an interview in the green room and that was one of his questions. But that's all right. Look, she's struggling to answer. But
by the
time she gets
millions.
Out there, she'll be fine.
No, yeah. I'm taking it.
Yeah, I've done millions. There's too many. I can't count.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is it like most weeks, your competition?
Every weekend, I'm either on the mainland shooting for training or competitions. I think I don't have a weekend free in September, because I've got competitions every weekend.
So look, this is where the Red Funnel ambassadors come in, and the support must be amazing if
it
you're
is
traveling
amazing,
that many times.
Yeah, obviously the water comes into a massive play with an athlete on the Isle of Wight, but I'm just so grateful that Red Funnel can support me and help me on my journey.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And fantastic for you to say that as well, because sometimes it's very easy to forget.
Yeah.
She's so focused on what you're doing.
Yeah.
You asked a brilliant question last week, because we found out about Keegan talking about certain people that were partially sighted. So is there a partially sighted...
Yeah, so it's Paralympics, and there is a road for people that have a partially sighted and need help. So, there are ways to go around that.
Wow, that's just blows my mind, Leo. Leo, I mean, it's, you know that how you know that there you were one day sitting on an oar, sinking on board, are going to try something else. This could be something for you, Leo. What do you think? Would you give it a go? If we get an apple in a minute, can we?
Don't worry, you get to try Ian first.
Okay, look, I know you're going to disappear in the green room. Sam's got loads of questions. We've got a load more.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to, I mean, you're only a young person yourself, but yeah. I mean, what advice can you give to people that, you know, are thinking about it? They've heard your story and thought, yeah. Do you know what, I wouldn't mind giving that a go.
Go for it. Honestly, go for it, because it is game changing. It's changed my life so much through discipline and even success. And knowing you're going somewhere with something, I just say go for it. There's nothing holding you back. That's it, really.
So, I mean, how difficult is it going to be for you in the next... Because let's be honest, you're 14 now.
Yeah.
And you know that you've got exams coming up and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And you know that they're important because you've got to continue with that.
Yeah.
How do you mix the two?
I think I'm still figuring that out. I've obviously got exams and coming up, so... I think I might have to put a little hold on archery, but I still love archery, so I don't think it'll really work. But I think in the days that I'm not doing archery, I think I'll have to study. But yeah, I'll try and balance it out as much as possible.
Now, you train, what, 3-4 times a week?
4 times a week, yes.
For 2 hours a session?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of... How do you feel when you've done a 2-hour session and it's quite physical? It's more physical than we probably realise.
Yeah, it's physical, and there's also mental parts. But yeah, physical, yeah. After shooting a 12 dozen round, it does get tiring, so I am exhausted.
Leo, have you got another question?
I have got another question.
Oh, good.
So you clearly got picked up as... quite early, so you clearly had the knack, basically. So how long from when you first went to that first taster session were you doing, like, how long after that were you doing, like, tournaments and stuff?
So my first competition after I started was less than a year. So I started in April and I did my first competition in March, and from March it just blew up with competitions. So a few months, actually.
Wow. Can I ask, what was your first arrow like? When you fired that arrow for the first
time?
It just felt
so weird, but then I realised, I loved it, though.
Did you hit the target, though?
No. No.
What did you hit?
The grass.
Yeah.
But then I also remember the first ever bullseye I got, because my mum was behind me and she was like, oh, wow, you just got your first ever bullseye. And I think that's what really spurred me on, and it just gave me that. It's from now and looking at it, like where I am now, as a little girl, I would have been like, wow, I'm so proud of her and everything she's achieved. And as that little girl, from missing the target to... always in the gold now, it's just at further distances,
amazing. It's a lovely story. It's inspiring other people as well, so you know, you might be sat on that horse feeling bored, give it a go. Just give it a try, honestly. Look, we're going to find out what musical taste you like, because you get the choice of the next song that we're going to play. You can either have Sam Fender, The Who, Natasha Bedingfield, Sylvester, or Jess Glynn.
Choice. Jess Glynn.
You're going to go for Jess Glynn. All right, Jess Glynn. Sounds like very
good
confident.
Choice.
Jess Glynn every time.
Yeah.
Now, good luck with the rest of your career.
Thank you so much.
Please come in again before you become a really too big a star that you won't want to come in here.
And autographs.
And obviously,
absolutely.
Obviously, the Olympics is the next Olympics. You're saying it's not going to happen, possibly, but you never know, do you?
I know. You never know, and it could just go crazy. But I think...
Do we know when the next Olympics is?
2028,
and where it is?
Los Angeles, I think.
See, you know.
Yeah.
You're focused. And 32, when's... do they know? They've announced that yet?
I think they have announced it, but I've forgotten.
So you're more focused on 28, aren't you?
Yeah, I want to go for 28, but I think I need to get more experience and I need to learn a lot more. I need to practice my technique more and find find more. And I think a reasonable goal is 2032.
Hey, look, it's lovely to meet you, and yeah. We're going to send you off in the green room now. Please come back again.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.